The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Banned Book Breakdown, a podcast that delves into the world of censored literature, where we will review and draw attention to the stories of authors who the government has tried to silence. I'm your host, DJ Blue, and remember, literature unites us, censorship divides us. Let's review banned books. Welcome back to the Banned Book Breakdown. Today, we'll be diving into Angie Thomas's powerful novel, The Hate U Give. The Hate U Give is a powerful story that tells the story of a 16-year-old girl, Star Carter, who witnesses the fatal shooting of her best friend, Khalil, by a police officer. Throughout the book, Star has to navigate two different worlds: her underprivileged community, in which she has to deal with issues of gang violence, and her predominantly white, affluent private school. Throughout the book, Star faces difficulties in trying to live both worlds. She goes to school in this very privileged community where the students are predominantly white, and thus they don't have a great understanding or sense of empathy to what Star has to experience as a black teenage girl living in an underprivileged community. Big subject in the book is Star dealing with ignorance in her predominantly white school, where there's this constant dealing with microaggressions and sometimes blatant racism as well. Points of conflict and issues that Star has to deal with in the book. The biggest one is the shooting of her best friend, in which she was the sole witness. And because of this, Star is pressured by many to speak out. But at the same time, the conflict of her hometown and also the town in which she goes to school in is that on one hand, she's getting pressured to speak out about it, but on the other hand, she's almost forced into silence. And so she fears the consequences that would occur within her hometown community and as well as at the school. And so the book explores different themes like racism, classism, police brutality, and activism. The Hate U Give has faced numerous challenges and bans, and appears on many lists of most frequently challenged books. And the claims against the book is that it uses offensive language. Many object to the book's use of language using slang and profanity, and a lot of times the argument is that it's inappropriate for young readers. There's also a claim that the book promotes an anti-police message. Because the book delves into difficult themes like police brutality, a lot of critics of the book claim that it's biased against law enforcement and that it promotes a negative view and negative ideas of police officers. The Hate U Give really doesn't deal with any of these claims of discussing sexuality or sexual assault or any difficult topics in that realm. The challenges towards this book are primarily on the basis that it's, again, this idea of anti-white, as well as the claims against it being anti-police. Any of the books that have been challenged or banned, the challengers and the challenges completely miss the point of the book. The Hate U Give is a really powerful novel that deserves to be read, especially with how relevant it is today in our society. Racial injustice and police brutality are still issues that today we have to deal with and that come up pretty frequently. Like we saw around George Floyd and others, it really is not a far-fetched book. It is very much based on real-world issues that still occur today. And again, going back to this idea of literature promoting a sense of empathy, the novel really allows people, like I mentioned last episode, to step into the shoes of Star, where sometimes it might be hard to understand the experiences of somebody else who may not look like you, or who doesn't act like you, or doesn't speak like you, or is from somewhere different than you. A lot of times it's hard for us to understand where they're coming from. Literature really gives us the opportunity to do that and to foster this sense of empathy by putting ourselves in their shoes. Into these qualities of the book, there's also a sense of authenticity in which a lot of people try to claim that this is such a far-fetched book and that this doesn't happen and it's anti-white and it's anti-police and this isn't realistic. But at the end of the day, if you look at the news and you look at what's happening in our world, it really is realistic and it's authentic and it reflects the language and experiences of many young people today. Marginalized groups to have books and to have literature that they can see themselves in so that they can see representation of what their real life looks like. It's also really interesting and intellectually stimulating to read the book and to see the characters that are so complex and multidimensional. They're not just stereotypes and they're not just these one-dimensional characters. And by doing this, we're able to use our critical thinking skills. Other books that have been pulled off of shelves, this book promotes dialogue, and as do other banned books. And I think for a lot of the people that are challenging these books, that's the scariest part about this, is it stimulates conversation about difficult topics and about real world issues. By having these conversations, we have more and more opportunities for learning and growth and empathy and understanding. Beyond just the controversy of the topics that the book delves into, The Hate U Give is also just a great book. Thomas's writing is engaging, the plot is super compelling, and the characters are honestly unforgettable. It's a book that definitely stays with you, even for a while after you finish reading. I think I read this book my sophomore year of high school, and I still remember it as such a compelling book and such a powerful book. Star's journey with self-discovery and activism is heartbreaking, but it's also really inspiring to see. And when I read this book personally, I thought it was really interesting to see real world issues that were going on at the time that I read it in this book, because it really just shows goes to show how real it is and that this is a reality for a lot of people. The novel tackles these difficult issues of classism, racism, and whatnot through a really beautifully written storytelling. And it tackles difficult issues with nuance and grace, making it accessible to a lot of different readers. And it's just such a powerful read. And at the end of the day, The Hate U Give, like many banned books, it's more than just a book. It's a mirror, really, that reflects the realities of our society. Banning the book, like we also mentioned with I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, really silences marginalized voices and important voices, and it prevents conversations that need to be had, and it prevents us from seeing the perspectives of groups we might not otherwise see the perspective of. It's such a powerfully relevant book today because it directly addresses issues of police brutality, racial profiling, systematic injustice, and classism, which today are undeniably urgent concerns in our society. The book's themes are so heavily reflected in real-life cases. For example, Michael Brown, Eric Garner, and then, like I mentioned, George Floyd. There's a lot of parallels between the fictional killing of Khalil in the book and these real-life murders that occurred through police brutality. Like Khalil, these individuals that I mentioned and so many more were unarmed Black men whose interaction with the police ended with unnecessary tragedy. And this sparked such widespread protests and calls for accountability. So these themes that we see in this fiction book are also themes we see real life in our society. And at the end of the day, that's the biggest thing with these banned books, is that they're not completely fiction. At the end of the day, these banned books delve into topics that we still struggle with as a society and that so many people still deal with. And by banning these books, we are silencing the voices of these people who deserve to be heard and deserve better. Remember, when we talk about banned books, is that this is truly, the themes that are reflected in these books are truly a reality for so many people, and they are still real issues. And by silencing these voices, we're only doing ourselves and our kids and our families a disservice. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in next week for another banned book review.